You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles tonight, let's turn to Colossians, and we have closed the book last Sunday morning, studying it January, February, March, April, now May. But last week I gave you that word lest. We missed that word, and it was found three times in this book. And when something is lest, L-E-S-T, it's less than desirable. It's least. It's, you know, it's the result is not what you want. Do this, lest ye, and fall into divers temptation or whatever it might be in life. Well, there's another verse I want to share with you tonight. And as a pastor, I am very concerned about our country. I'm very concerned about God's people. And when I say what I'm going to say, I don't see this at North Valley, what I'm going to tell you. And it's not in every church, but it seems like, as I talk to pastors, and I've been in churches many, it seems like there's a prevailing attitude of laziness. It seems like people are willing to go to church, but they're not willing to sign up for anything. And again, I'm not using adolescent psychology, just what you've done already for youth conference. And I'm encouraged with 35 people. I didn't let the staff sign up because we're supposed to be doing things anyway. And every morning, very early in the morning, I do the task that God's given me here. And I work on it every day. And I'll do it all summer long. But it just seems like, I hope I'm reading this wrong, but we can't get the buses going in America. And I'm not talking about 100 or 200 or 300, just can't get the buses back on the road. Many churches are not running their buses. Why? Can't find a bus driver. Can't find anybody who wants to go visiting on the route. Many choirs have not restarted after COVID. They're not going. Because, you know, it takes practice. And I'm just so busy these days. The primary part of our life is our home and our church and lastly our job. And I know we need a job and I know we need income. But don't make God a sideline. And I'm speaking to churches all across the country right now that are watching around the globe. There's so much to do and so little time to do it. And I'm very encouraged with North Valley Baptist Church. I'm encouraged that we're already, I think, Brother Poussin, we're at nearly 40,000 Bibles distributed already this year. So we're doing well. We're ahead of schedule. Want to do 50,000 a year, 100,000 a year, and we're at 40-some thousand. That's an encouraging report. I'm encouraged with the men at prayer on Saturday night. I'm encouraged with the men on the shuttle bus going soul winning. I'm encouraged with the faithfulness rally, really good crowds, good crowd. I mean, I'm very encouraged with always a full, Brother Romero, a full choir. And on Sunday, a full choir and a full orchestra. And the Fullers are back. I'm sorry I looked right past you. We're glad to have you. You're not holding hands, are you? That's 15 demerits right there, Brother Bertram. Are they holding hands there? I notice you're married. How many years have you married Sam? Four. I notice you're not holding hands. You're taking notes. Good man. There you go. That's great. He leaned forward right over there. He'd tell me, yes, they're holding hands. Let us stop, I'll tell you that. My wife and I have never held her hands in church. Of course, she always sits down there. I don't know why she doesn't sit up next to me on the pulpit here, but nonetheless, I am encouraged with God's people. But I say what I'm going to say tonight in context, because if you remember, this church was a church that had merged the gods with God. The gods of the day. And when you begin to have anything usurp our God or join like Dagon did our God, you always are going to announce the doom of that church. Tonight, in context, as you can go back and read the book of Colossians, four chapters, you'll see that Paul is constantly inserting things that he was talking to them from a jail cell that they needed to straighten up. He dealt with them very, very carefully about, we've covered all these things. But in between times, he tells us these words and verses. There's a verse tonight, and I want you to read it with me in chapter 3. In chapter 3, I believe he's saying more than just the verse. I believe he's saying, now folks, you're sideways. God is just a sort of a token in your life. God is just sort of, he's there. You've got your gods, you've got your dye business, you've got your wool business, you have things going, it's a prosperous area, things are looking good, but I'm afraid that you're missing something. It's Colossians 3, and I want us to read it very heartily together. Ready? Verse 23. Chapter 3, verse 23. Ready? Begin. And whatsoever ye do, keep it right there, and we're going to look at another verse and come back to this. But can we say tonight, and I think I did because I knew where I was going. I think I sang about my best I could sing tonight. I think I got with it. I was wondering, I hope I'm not drowning Brother Luke out. Maybe I try to be respectful many times, but I hope. But I just felt like if I'm going to speak to you, I want to do it heartily. I want to do it with all my heart. I don't want to convince myself, well, it's Wednesday and I'm tired. The whole world's tired, and I know you're tired. I understand that. But you realize that for some folks going to God's house, this is their last Wednesday. There will be car wrecks. What this week will take the life of a Christian. I hope not in our church. There will be a stroke. There will be a heart attack. There'll be something. I've been studying for a message for a little while for Sunday night, and I was reading a story about the preacher that began his church in 1933, and by his 25th anniversary, his first offering was $1.18. He worked at Goodyear Rubber Plant in Ohio, and he just couldn't get away from preaching. He's from Paducah area, Kentucky, about maybe 40 miles from Brother Harold. And he would write about that book. But he talked about how that God just blessed the church. And that on their 25th anniversary, starting with not knowing a soul in that town, they had 50,000 people sitting in church. 50,000 on their property. It became the world's largest church, and they would average 16,000, had 4,000 parking stalls with extra room to add more. By the way, the whole place is being torn down today. That which was once so amazing. The pastor, he was in his 30s and been working and working and working and working and growing. He had five men that were pastors with him, and he required the five pastors, himself included, to make 50 to 60 home visits a week. Get in the home, visit people, win people, not just go talk to Christians, go and win the lost. And they constantly were having people every week down the aisle. As I read that in his 30s, he had a massive heart attack. Could not go to his little boy's little elementary graduation. And they announced that he'd be dying soon. God turned that thing around, and somehow he lived through it. He died at age 72. But life is but a vapor. I may have just sung my last, he's still on the throne. I try, all 48 years we've been here, I have tried, the last thing I do is always try to bow my knee by myself and say, Lord, this may be the last time I get to speak. And if it's the last time, I want to give it my best.
Amen.
I want to sing my best. I want to be involved in this thing. I don't want to be on the sideline. Let's read verse 23 again. Ready? And whatsoever ye do. Let's have all the ladies read it. Girls and ladies, ready? Begin. Let's have all the boys and men, ready? Begin. And whatsoever. I think we could memorize that right now. And whatsoever you do, do it as unto the, and not unto. I just think it's so simple to memorize. Put a marker there, and would you go back to its sister verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and you know the verse. It's 1 Corinthians 10. It's very similar, but I want you to see what he says as he writes to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 10, and let's read verse number 31 together. In chapter 3, and verse 30, in chapter 3, verse 23 is Colossians. And now 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 31. Ready? Begin. Whether therefore ye eat
or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
One more time, then let's go back and let's read this one and then go back to Colossians. Ready? Begin.
Whether
So can we say tonight, we sang to the glory of God tonight? Can we say tonight, we prayed today to the glory of God? And I know, I don't want to throw, the last thing I want to build this church, your faith off of, you know, ridicule and off of guilt, that you folks are so bad, you're not doing the, God's people are the best. I love God's people. And some of you are struggling to read your Bible 3 minutes a day. Well, at least you're trying. And some of you are struggling with 5 minutes a day prayer. Well, at least you're trying. And you're here at church Wednesday night. Let's go back to Colossians 3 and verse 23 says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. I want to dissect that verse with you for just a moment. Verse 23 begins, and whatsoever. That's an all-inclusive term. Everything's involved in that. Whatever. The highest to the lowest. The highest task to the lowest task. Whatever it is. When we sing the solo part, or when we sing with the choir. When we play the harmony part, or we play the lead part. When we sit in the pew, or when we pastor and preach in the church, whatsoever. I have a word in my mind I have down here, the peak. The highest it can go, the deepest it can go, the broadest it can go, it's all inclusive. As we teach our Sunday school class, make it the peak this Sunday. Whatsoever. My class, the bus route, the sound system, the singing ministry, the deacons, And deacons serving, if you're cooking and cooking food for something Sunday, the cleaning business, the door knocking business, and the washing of the vehicles, or the windows, and the nursing homes, or any ministry in this church, or prayer, or men's prayer, or giving, whatsoever you do,
Amen.
Did we do our best? Was it the highest? The best we could do? I did my best. I'm not saying you give all your income back, but did you give your best tonight? Did you give your best? Did you give your best singing? I think if we could have sometimes a redo, we would maybe say, okay, what you're saying, I maybe could have done a little bit better. There's the peak. Whatsoever is anything. And then notice what he says, whatsoever ye, it's personal. The first word I said to you is peak. Make it the highest, make it the best, make it the biggest. And then it's personal, ye. Do you realize that churches are built with God's people? God's people. It's not a pastor. It's not a staff. It's not, it's all of us joining together, doing our part, rescuing the perishing. I was reading the book, it's called It's Real, by the preacher that wrote that book, who's been passed away now for over 50 years. And that preacher said this. He said, you know, I just determined that though I wasn't really an educated man, and though he's very, very smart, he counseled with the presidents of the United States. He spoke before Congress many times. He was responsible for that large city of politicians and sheriffs getting voted in. But he said, you know, this thing about serving God, it deserves my very best.
Yes, sir.
My very best. I'm in this thing.
Amen.
And I hope that as we're listening tonight, Pastor, you and me, I hope we're giving our best. Dear Pastor, I hope we're doing our best.
Amen.
You'll never hear me preach at another church. And now it's all online. Everywhere I go, they put everything online. But you'll never hear me criticizing the people of North Valley Baptist Church. No one's ever heard me criticize. I'm going to say this right now, this word, but I've never used it. Sometimes the deacons, you'll hear someone preach and they'll say, well, I work with seven demons, deacons. I've never been able, though I just said that to show you and illustrate, I've never been able to bring myself to say that. I thank God for the deacons you gave me. I'm thankful for them. They carry a load, they carry a burden for, we had deacons meet last night, and just being with those men just blessed my heart. You've never heard me criticize a Sunday school teacher. I don't want to find fault with people singing. Because though I've made fun in the past of they never put me on the music schedule, it's because I could never sing like these people. These people have great voices, and God never gave me a great voice to sing. I love to sing, and I'll sing while I preach from time to time. But I don't want to come to church and analyze. Well, they're not doing well. I want to be able to talk to someone and say, here's maybe something we can do. I guess you know this man in our church. His name is Alvin Martinez.
Yeah.
He's not really a very good singer, but we're working with him. Alvin Martinez can take any song and turn it into a tremendous song. He just got that gift. And I want to be very careful how I say this. Brother Martinez will tell you, he gave me his heart where I could just tell him, no, here's how you do it. When he first started off, no, you got to preach that. You got to sing it to us. Someone's asked him a question about music. He said, well, come to my office. I've got 13 pages of what Pastor told me. And I said, I'm so ashamed that I would sit a guy down and do this, do this, do this. And he writes it all down. You know, the thing about life is so great when your kids pass you up and they can do more than you can do. Do you know what's so great is when the people that you've worked with can outdo you. I cannot ever sing like he can sing. I used to be a good music director in a church. I could lead the music. I can't lead it like he does. There's just something about it. You want to sing when he gets around there. Have you done your best? You may not be as talented as the next person, but maybe you could learn. Or maybe you can have the breath of God upon your life. Because God has equipped you to do something in his work. When he saved you, he gifted every one of us. There's 9 gifts of the Spirit. And plus, in addition to the gifts of the Spirit, like helps and teaching and all these other things that we've seen in the grace of giving. But God has also given you talents that you've developed in life. Use them for God.
Amen.
We see a peak whatsoever, the highest you can go. And then it's personal. It's me. I want to be involved. I want to be involved in this thing.
Amen.
And look what he says. Whatever you do, that's a performance. The first word is whatsoever. That's a peak. You got it down? High as you can go. Still writing there, Brother Sam. You're still writing. You got your arm around your wife now. You stop listening because she told you, didn't she? She said, you put your arm around me. Janelle, that's 15 demerits right now. And Sam, that means the next 3 nights you have to cook dinner. That's not going to happen, is it? Good man, you're a real man. But I see there's a peak whatsoever. It's personal. Ye do. That's a performance. Performing or doing is opposite than inactivity. I wonder, Brother Peter, I wonder how many people, not in this church, but in just churches, come and sit. They come, they sit, they sour, they soak. That's it. They sit. That's not Christianity. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in Him. God calls it labor, work. It's personal. There's a performance. And then, I'm stretching this one because I can't find a word for hardly, but I call it perfection. Because heart comes from the inner soul. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Put your heart in it. Brother Mofi with the basketball team, you don't want a guy going down the court like this, just sort of nonchalant playing. You don't want Brother John Raisley, a guy getting up to the bat and just sort of, you know, doing this here. You want the guy in this thing. I mean, just in it. Brother Gutierrez is in the Spanish ministry tonight, but the coach, he doesn't want you soccer feel like, okay, lazy. No, not at all. Man, sports, you're in this thing. And choir practice. We're in this thing. Because we want to do the best for God when we sing in a few minutes. And orchestra, we want to be there so we can be the best for God. Put your heart in it. Everything in life needs your heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and soul and mind. This is the first great commandment. The second is like it. The first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Put your heart in your job. Put your heart in everything you do. Man, I'm kind of bored. You know, most people can't stay with anything a lifetime because they get bored and they want to go, I want to go somewhere else. I want to do something else. I want a different job. I want a different area. I want a different this. You know, there's something about the stability. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, forever. Sameness is a good thing. And this thing from A to Z, it's 100% heart. And then I see a person. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto what? The Lord. Everything we do in life, and about done. Everything that we do in life, it's to God. We pray in God's name. We serve in God's name. We sing in God's name. We trust Him. In God's name. We give tithes and offerings and gifts in His name. It's all about Jesus. Yes. Be like Jesus is my song in the home and in the throng. Don't ever lose it. It's why I'm just so minor. I just don't really have much. In the closing, take your songbook and let's just look at the words on page 94. 94. You don't have to be the most talented. You don't have to be the most gifted. But you do have to give your heart. Whatsoever you do, Do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. The songwriter said on the chorus, little is much when God is in it. Labor not. Beautiful harmony, good. There's
a crown
and you can win it. If you'll go in Jesus. Sing that first stanza, please. In the harvest field now ripen, there's a work for all to do. Hear the voice of God is calling to try the second stanza. Does the place you're called to labor
seem so small and little known?
It is great. How about the third stanza? Are you laid
aside from service? Are you worn from toil and care? You can still be in the battle, in the same.
Try that chorus last time through. Sing it a little as much. As we stand together, let's have your Bibles open. Let's look at Colossians 3:23 one more time together. I would hope that perhaps you'd put it on a 3x5 card and you'll put the reference on one side and the scripture on another and just keep it with you all week. Just pull it out at a stoplight or think about it throughout the day. Read it out loud 5 times an hour or something. It's verse 23 and it's really the hub, because he's talking about wives and husbands and fathers and children and servants and employers and all these things together. But he said, I want you to know this. Whatever you're going to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Let's read it together. Ready? And whatsoever you do, I wonder this Sunday, choir, could I ask you to, and you're always so good, but could you just sing with a smile and a desire like never before? Never before. You're watching notes and watching the director. I'm watching the crowd. It's always amazing, visitors. They just watch. They just listen. Hear a choir like that, hear an orchestra like that. That's why the enunciation of the words are so important. They need to know what you're singing. And so we put heart into this. Shuttle driver's heart, parking lot attendant's heart, security heart, sound people heart, live stream heart, pastor heart, assistant pastor's hearts, music people, music director's heart, all of us, ushers heart, soul winners at the altar heart, heart all the time. Father, I love these people so much, and I feel like I'm speaking to the choir tonight. They're here on Wednesday night. What a good crowd, a great crowd working with our children. And they have heart in this. I know their heart is here. I can see it. I watch those buses go out on Sunday morning and those drivers here early to check their bus and then drive out on Compassion Lane generally, or sometimes Golden Avenue, to go pick up riders. People that do things like that have heart. And then they come to Sunday school on Sunday morning, and then they get back on the bus and take the riders back home. Thank you for the heart that they have. Bless them, we pray. God, may I have more heart in this thing. May it show up on my face, enthusiasm, how I sing, how I participate, how I amen, how I listen. And God, I pray that everything I do would be to your glory and not unto man.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.